How would you address a married woman who had that last name? You'd say that's...
Well, now it used to be M-R-S, is that what you mean?
Yes, ma'am.
But now it's M-S, and that's used for a single woman or a married woman.
How would you say, if it was M-R-S, you'd say that's...
Mrs.
Okay. Have you ever heard of any particular term for a preacher who was really not trained to be a preacher, and he's really not...
He could be a evangelist, or he could be a... Let me see, I don't know about any other name. Of course, he could be called a... A brother?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, the church, he could be Brother Jones or Brother Sam or something like that.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know whether that's right or not.
Have you ever heard the term jackleg used?
Yeah. He's a jackleg, jack of all trades. Yeah. In other words, he was a carpenter and he put the nails down this way and that would have been this way.
So you can use it to describe somebody other than a preacher?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't call a preacher jackleg.
You wouldn't?
No.
Okay. Say, getting back to names, name of a woman that begins with an S, the wife of Abraham in the Bible?
Sarah.
Yes, ma'am. Or say if your father had a brother named William, that would be your...
Uncle Billy.
Okay. Or if you just used his full name, that would be your...
Uncle William.
Yes, ma'am.
Whatever his name, last name, Jones.
Right. And if he had one named John, that would be your...
Uncle John,
right.
My brother.
Right. In the Civil War, Robert E. Lee, his rank, he was a...
General Robert E. Lee.
Have you ever heard...
You heard the Sword of Lee?
Beg your pardon?
Have you ever read The Sword of Lee?
No, ma'am. Who wrote that?
Brother Abraham J. Ryan, a poet priest of the South.
Is that right?
You never heard of Father Ryan?
I'm afraid not.
Well, Father Ryan came to this country and was pastor of this church over here. And it was a little wooden church. And he had the rectory was next to it. And he had a beautiful white rose. That Rhodes was there as long as he was there.
Hmm.
And he wrote, he was a writer. He had his hair long, just like the poets and writers of yesterday did. And he wrote The Sword of Lee and The Conquered Banner.
Hmm.
And that knows of that?
No,
boy, you better see him. And Father Ryan finally went to Kentucky. He became ill. He got malaria fever.
Hmm.
But he's buried right at the Catholic cemetery here in Mobile. And a great big cross, a granite cross, with the name Abraham J. Ryan.
Hmm.
I think he was originally from Kentucky.
I see.
But I would advise you, you can't run across his books because they're few and far between.
Hmm.
And I very foolishly had two copies and gave them away.
Really?
Cooks up on them now.
Hmm.
I don't know what's good, but I do. Have you ever read Brother Rabbit and Uncle Remus?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Have you?
Sure have.